Boys Podcast. I'm Paul.
I'm Kirk.
Hey, Kirk, how you doing?
I am sippy good.
They said we were done.
They thought we couldn't bring it back.
They thought the Water Boys were dead.
Mm-hmm.
We're not dead.
No, we just were dormant.
We're still here.
Yeah.
We're still drinking seltzer.
We never stopped, motherfuckers.
We never stopped drinking seltzer.
There was never a moment where we're like, yeah, we're done sipping.
I just want to talk briefly about seltzer.
Please.
Well, first of all, we're drinking some new flavors here. Now,
yep.
I talk the talk, and tonight we're walking the walk because we're drinking a generic store brand.
So generic, you can't even imagine.
So generic, I'm not even going to say what the brand is.
Nope.
But it's one of those, you know, it's the supermarket's brand.
Yes. Think of a big supermarket, you can guess.
Yeah, but they're doing some different things. They've
good
got some
stuff.
Flavors I've not seen on
yeah,
anywhere
I've
else.
Not seen yours.
I'm drinking a strawberry lemonade seltzer.
Is it delightful?
It's fresh, fruity, and delightful.
I have a cranberry lime,
mm-hmm.
and I've had cranberry lime before from other brands. Equally as good, this one.
Yeah, yeah. But I wanted to talk about another flavor.
Sure.
That I tried for you.
And is that flavor in your ear?
No. Okay. It's in the toilet because it sucked.
No.
I have to warn you about a flavor.
Please.
That you probably were already avoiding.
Yeah.
And I saw it at the supermarket across the street from where I live. They usually store Lucy's.
Yeah.
Like you can buy the Midwestern brand that mm-hmm. we usually drink by the box.
Yeah.
Or you can go to the refrigerator section and buy Lucy's.
Right.
Usually they keep it to the basic flavors with the Lucy's.
Yeah.
Your lemons, your limes, your grapefruits.
Classics.
Your plains.
Yeah, of course.
But this time, they didn't have any lime in stock, and I said, I'm going to try this one mm-hmm. to see if it's any good. And it's Mojito.
Oh, this is on you.
Oh, I should have known,
yeah.
and I kind of did know, but I'm like, I don't know, maybe it will be a pleasant surprise.
Mm-hmm.
It was an unpleasant surprise. Here's exactly what it tasted like. And by the way, I've never had a real mojito.
Okay.
So maybe the flavor was dead fucking on and mojitos are just disgusting.
Yeah.
But because it mixes lime and mint, a citrus and a
yes.
mint, this is exactly what it tasted like to me and I identified it immediately. Is the feeling of when you brush your teeth and then drink orange juice.
Oh, it's a terrible feeling.
That's what it tasted like on purpose. That's what it did to me.
That then, a real mojito is lime and mint and rum.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you just got like.
Yeah, this just tasted like.
Mint forward.
Toothpaste lime.
Wow. And you.
Nasty. Dude, when I tell you I'd rather drink 10 cans of key lime instead of one of mojito.
What?
Mojito is by far the worst seltzer I've ever had.
We've established that key lime is hot trash.
Yeah, it is. But this was like barf. Like this tasted like throw up.
Wow.
This was bad.
Wow.
Bad, bad, bad. Not just like, key lime's not my preference, but I get why other people like it. This is really like, who could drink this?
This is a lesson.
Yeah.
Trying new things sucks.
Right.
Don't try new
things.
So
we're not slaves to brands. This brand is not perfect. They have taken some big swings.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger the swing, usually the bigger the miss.
I would agree. Just don't get cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Although the strawberry lemonade, I kind of had the same. I was like, this seems a little too cute.
But a little out there.
It's good.
All right. Cranberry lime, which is a standby. I'm here for this.
Yeah.
I'm here for the cans, too. They're good looking cans. Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've redesigned it. And here's the other thing I like about it. Because this store brand used to call theirs sparkling water. That's what it said on the packaging, which I hate that term.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm from the Northeast and it just sounds too California to me.
It's very California. It's not. Yeah. You're right.
I call it seltzer.
Yeah. Seltzer. Not seltzer
water.
Which is
very like
seltzer.
Jewish deli.
Yeah.
Working man's
drink. I'll
take
a seltzer with my corned beef.
And this supermarket, they've changed their brand. They've changed it to seltzer on their packaging.
They understand who they are.
Yeah.
They're not trying to be above their state.
Yeah. So I like it.
God bless.
I like it. I'm happy for them and I'm happy for me.
I'm happy for us.
So what are you bringing to the table tonight, Kirk?
Why don't we do a complete 180?
Yeah. I heard we got some bad news, but I don't know what the news is yet.
Literally, I sat down, you mm-hmm. pressed record and went, oh,
people are going to know right away when we're recording this.
Yes. This will have already happened when you hear this.
Yeah.
But as of literally right now,
yeah.
Ann texted me, Eric Carmen died.
Oh, what's that shitty song that he
did? A lot of shitty songs.
From
Dirty Dancing? Turn the radio on. I go
was
crazy.
Was he in a band?
The Raspberries?
Was he in another band?
He might have been. He did that song, the crappy song, All By Myself.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
He has passed Cleveland's own.
Oh, really?
He was a Cleveland. I knew he was from Cleveland.
The Raspberries were from Cleveland?
Yeah.
Hasn't that never come up before? I like the Raspberries. Power pop legends.
Yeah. Or no, maybe he was from Cleveland. Oh, he's from, origin is Lyndhurst. Oh, okay. That's close to where I live. Went to John Carroll University. That's close to where I live. Joined a band in college named Cyrus Erie. Mm. Oh boy. I think he joined the Raspberries.
Okay.
No, he teamed up. They teamed up to form the Raspberries in Cleveland.
Hmm.
Yeah. So just literally the definition of breaking news.
Well, he was born. He did all that. Now he's dead.
Now he's dead. But you know what?
Yeah.
He did a lot of things that people liked, and he made money doing it.
Yeah.
And I always applaud that.
R.I.P. Yeah, you always applaud. Yeah. You always applaud anyone who makes money doing anything.
Yep. That's my mantra.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Bernie Madoff.
Oh, yeah. Great guy. Listen.
Applause.
He made money.
Yeah. He made money. Hey, he did the damn thing.
He did the damn thing.
Yeah.
Now let's do another
game. People are just bitter because they didn't make as much money as he did.
They didn't do it as well.
The only reason anyone has
that's why they hate him. Yeah. They hate him because they ate him.
Right. Okay.
All right, Paul.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Would you like to,
mm-hmm.
right now,
yeah.
partake in a session of light amplified by stimulated electronic response?
You saying laser round?
Yeah.
I play a laser round.
Did I rehearse that in the car? Yes, I did. Yeah. I had to get it right.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Laser round, 10 questions. Don't think. Just say with your heart. Here we go. Number one. Your neighbor is blasting their music at top volume. What one song would you not be mad at?
Steal My Sunshine by Len.
Sorry, it's The Light's Groove is in the Heart.
Okay.
You
know what? Same ballpark.
Very similar. Ballpark. Not that far off. Number two, you have to share a shitty hotel room with one member of the Eagles, and it can't be Joe Walsh. Who is your choice? I guess you can give
Randy Meisner.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Who played? What instrument?
Bass.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Yep, that is exactly right.
Recently.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay.
Number three, The Strokes, The Black Keys, The Hives, The Killers, or The White Stripes?
Oh, The Strokes by far.
Correct.
Yeah.
Here we go. F, Mary, Kill, Belle, Biv, DeVoe.
Oh, let's see. Ooh. That's difficult. I don't want to kill any of them.
I know. It's very hard. I don't want to kill any of them. Yeah.
I'm going to fuck Ricky, marry Biv, and kill Ronnie.
Very close. You're going to F Bell, marry DeVoe, and kill Biv.
Marry Ronnie?
Yeah.
No, I was never considering marrying Ronnie. I was considering fucking him. But then I was like, I really can't kill any of the others.
You can't kill any of them. But just, again, thriving into the real estate practice, so why not marry him?
See, when did you become like so money
I know. Focused? I don't know. When did this happen on this episode?
Yeah.
Number five. Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra?
Dean.
Yes, thank you.
Dino, every 1,000 times out of 1,000.
Number six, finish this lyric. I wanna.
That's it?
Yep.
I wanna. I got nothing. That's not enough to go on. I got nothing.
I'll give you one more word.
Okay.
I'm feeling generous. I wanna know.
What love is.
There you go.
Yeah.
Number seven. You're on a first date at a coffee house with Lisa Loeb, and as she excuses herself to take an important call, she tells you to just order whatever looks good.
Mm.
What type of coffee and what type of pastry do you order for her so that she won't think you suck?
Oh, well, in my opinion, if... I don't fucking know. A black coffee and a chocolate chip cookie.
No.
Yeah, I have zero time for fancy coffee. I don't like pastries.
But, oh, God, these are all bad answers.
Yeah.
She wants a flat white and a cranberry orange scone.
What the fuck is a flat white?
A flat white is espresso with foam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, I drink Maxwell House. I do not care about good.
This is what Lisa wants. not what I want.
Right. No, that's fine. She's just going to have to think I suck because I don't play that. And honestly, now I have the ick on Lisa Loeb. If that's what she
wow. Yeah. Turn on Lisa Loeb. This is a weird one. Number 8. Name two musical Steves, not Stevie or Stevens.
Steve Jones and Steve Perry.
Nope, I'm sorry. It's Winwood and Miller.
Okay, but Steve Winwood is a Stevie.
Not
by I know the he 80s. Changed it to Steve.
He changed it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. There's two left.
Miller.
Okay. If you were a Beatles cover band, what one song would you not use as the name of the band?
Michelle.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to give you a half point.
Okay.
The answer is Sgt. Pepper's.
Okay.
But Michelle's really good.
Yeah. Just call the band Michelle.
Yeah, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. Number 10, final one. What song makes you tear up?
Casimir Pulaski Day by Sufjan Stevens.
The answer is Let's Get Buck Naked and Fuck by Ice-T.
Oh, okay. Mine was about a teenage girl who dies of bone cancer.
This one's about fucking.
Yeah.
I think you got 5.
Wait, can I change my answer? I should have said Love Me Like a Reptile by Motorhead.
Oh, jeez.
My usual go-to.
Usual go-to.
Yeah, I answered earnestly for some reason.
That's because that's what tearing up does.
Because we just say that, you know, what's in our heart.
That's right. Yeah. So you got the Eagles correct.
Uh-huh.
The Strokes correct. Mm-hmm. Dean correct. I Want to Know What Love Is got correct. You got a half point for...
Don't give me the half point. I'm not doing
for Michelle? That was good.
That wasn't... No, I'm not taking half points and you're not getting half points anymore.
Yeah. All right, that's fine. I love how you're taking this so seriously.
Yeah.
You got 4 then.
That's it?
Yeah.
I feel like I was... See, I should feel take like I was points. Bopping them out of the park at the beginning, but yeah. Then I went downhill when you started asking me about fancy coffees.
Well, I mean, listen, Lisa Loeb wants what Lisa Loeb wants.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know what she wants, unfortunately. That's always been my problem. I would have gotten there with her by now.
Yeah. Coffee order. Had you gotten that cup right, Lisa would be on the pod right now, mm-hmm. and it'd be a 3-person pod, which would be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. No, she'd be my wife. And she'd be like making herself scarce because Paul's got to do the podcast, and she just hates that.
She's like, "Oh God,
these fucking two guys,
jabronis for 7 years."
All right, now it's your turn to do the laser round.
Hey, double deuce of laser round.
This is like a O. Henry story. We both came
exactly
with a laser
with round. A laser round. Oh, this is exciting.
I'm not gonna save it. I wrote it, and I want to do it.
Why save?
Are you ready?
I.
For your laser round, 10 questions, fast answers, answer with your heart. Here we go. Debbie, Harry, or Prince? Wait for it. As rappers.
Prince.
Yeah, it's Prince. Yeah, it's Prince. Debbie, Harry's embarrassing. What's the best song on K-Tel's Star Power compilation?
Oh, God damn. It's not the Star Wars theme. I'm going to say Daz by Brick.
I'm going to give it to you because you're thinking of the right one. It's Duzik.
Okay.
By Brick. Right. Daz isn't on there. It's Duzik.
Wow. Well done.
You got it. Crosby, Stills, Nash, or Young?
God damn. I'm going to go Young just because I think he's a good guy.
Sorry, it's Graham Nash.
Okay.
It's Graham Nash. A better guy. Name an obscure song from your youth that your kids like.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a great question. An obscure song. God, would it be obscure?
You don't have to overthink the obscure part. Just one that they wouldn't know if it weren't for you.
Oh, that would be... okay. That would be, actually, it's kind of obscure then. That would be Prince's Sticky Like Glue.
Okay. Sticky Like Glue. Good. The music of 1984 or the music of 1994?
84.
Yes, that's correct.
Gonna fight.
What should have been the Rolling Stones' last album?
Is it Tattoo You?
Yep. You got it.
That was a total guess.
You're killing it. Mac Daddy or Daddy Mac?
Daddy Mac.
Daddy Mac is correct, but rest in power, Mac Daddy.
Yeah.
Name two musical Karens.
Oh, boy. Karen Carpenter And Karen. I don't know if I know any more Karens. Karen Carpenter and Karen Duffy.
Sorry, no. We were looking for Carpenter and O.
Who's Karen O?
From the Yeah, Yeah, Yes.
Oh!
Carpenter and O.
I didn't know that.
B.B. King, Carol King, the Gypsy Kings, King Crimson, King Curtis, King Cruel, King Missile, King Tough, King's X, or King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
100% is Carol King.
Correct. And that, finally, that was Kirk. My heart. And finally, Kirk. How soon is now?
It's right now.
Pretty. It's pretty soon.
Oh, it's pretty soon. It's no, pretty you're soon. Right. It's pretty soon.
It's pretty soon. Pretty soon. You got 7 out of 10. Oh, wow, that's by far your best performance ever.
That's all just going straight for heart.
And that's even without a half point for Carpenter. Yeah. Because I'm not doing half points.
No more half points. No more half
points. You stack. Really crushed that one, man.
Wow.
The only one, the only ones you missed were Crosby, Stills, Nash, or Young, the two musical Karens, and How Soon Is Now.
Why Nash?
Because it says it on
the... Oh, you're right. You're right. Because it says it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
We don't know why. We just accept.
No, because, I mean, they're all dickheads, but he's like the least dickheady. Okay.
All
right. He's like the peacemaker of the bunch. Right.
I knew it wasn't Crosby.
The other ones all hated each other.
Okay.
And I mean, Nash at times hated some of them. It was a very, they were a contentious group.
Yeah.
But Graham Nash always seemed like the nice. He was the nice boy.
He's a nice boy.
Yeah. The other ones are all grumpy bastards.
I mean, they must be that way now too.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was a good...
That was good.
Congratulations.
Double dose of leisure. I feel real good. Real happy.
Now let's get to the weightier contest.
Do it.
And we are starting from scratch, man.
All over again.
It's time to slug it out. We have a reset.
Yep.
Not a complete reset because you have one win. So you're trying to put together a streak.
Yep.
You shut me down last time. You ended my candy streak.
Mm-hmm.
I only had candy once.
Delicious, though.
And then you won.
Yep.
But you're defending your win, so you're going to ask me my questions first. I'm going to pick a card from this box. That one.
All right, this is it.
Yep.
Here we go. Cover notes. What starts two-word song titles completed by Cherry, Honey, and Horses? What starts two-word song titles completed by Cherry, Honey, and Horses?
Wild.
Correct. Mom, what alto sax great recorded Hodgepodge?
I mean, specifying the type of sax usually is not a hint, and in this case it's not. But this is Your Mother Should Know?
Yeah.
Is the category, so this is like the first half of the 20th century. Alto sax great. I'm going to say Charlie Parker.
It's Johnny Hodges.
Hodgepodge. Oh, I get the pun. Never heard of Johnny Hodges.
Same. Yeah. Got the pun. Never would have figured it out. 50s. Where are you when, quote, the jockey is the smoothest and the music is the coolest?
Where are you?
Yes.
At the hop.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Well done. There's two. 60s. What TV variety host released the novelty disc The Sully Gully?
The Sully... What? Can you read the question again?
What TV variety host released the novelty disc The Sully Gully?
Probably not Sully Sullenberger.
Probably not.
The pilot who landed the plane or whatever. If it's someone named Sully, it's going to be someone I've never heard of. So I'm just going to say TV variety. This is the 60s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Flip Wilson.
Ed Sullivan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't imagine him releasing a record. Jesus.
Yeah, that's weird too.
Yeah.
After Beatles, what blue oyster called Pearl reports seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain?
Don't fear the reaper.
Don't fear the...
What?
It's just called the reaper.
No, it's not. It's a parenthetical, so...
It's fine. I wasn't going to do that anyway.
Yeah, it's... All right, I think so parenthetical, don't fear, close parenthetical.
So you have three.
Yeah. All right. Last one. One more. Okay. Anything goes. What brass instrument is sometimes referred to as a, quote, sludge pump? Love that.
It's got to be a trombone, right?
Correct. All right. Well done, Paul. You got four.
Four. Wow. That would have been nice last week.
Wow. Where were you last
week? Actually, no, that wouldn't have gotten me there. That wasn't even...
No, because you needed
That would have been a push, I think. Yeah. Okay, four. Four is the number to beat. Pick your card.
That's a tough one. This could be a one and done. I'm just going to do this one.
All right.
I need a push.
Cover notes. Did Frank Sinatra's company ever release records by The Kinks and The Electric Prunes?
Yes.
Yeah, they did. Sure did. What was the name of that company?
Is that the question?
I'm just asking for funsies, because you're so confident. You know.
Is it Frank Sinatra Records?
I got no idea. No. I got no idea. Your mother should know. What relation was big band crooner Bob Eberle to fellow artist Ray Eberle, but it's spelt differently? So the Bob Eberle is spelt with a Y at the end, and Ray Eberle is spelt with an E at the end. And how were they related?
Father.
Brother. Okay. Sorry.
Hey, you know what those words mean.
1950s. What hurting song is Miss Toni Fisher's big claim to fame?
What hurting song?
Hurting. Like if I punch you in the face, it hurts.
Don't hurt me.
I'm sorry, it's The Big Hurt.
Okay, don't know that either.
It's a song about Frank Thomas.
Hey, good reference.
But from the 1950s. Yeah. 1960s. Whose recording of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right did Bob Dylan say he treasured most?
Wilson Pickett.
Elvis Presley.
I don't know that song. I think this is over. You won.
Do you have any yet? No, you got one, but yeah, you're shut out.
I'm shut out.
Shut out of a win. This is now an expo mission. Yeah. But I don't get candy.
No candies.
This is the after the Beatles. What punk funkster was driven from an 81 Rolling Stones show by bottle-throwing spectators? Prince is correct. You know all about that story, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Did he open for them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Punk funkster is really misleading.
It's way wrong.
Really misleading.
He never did anything punk.
Yeah. Anything goes. What Ravel work was dedicated to Ida Rubinstein, who danced in its premiere?
I don't know what those words mean, so I don't know. What Ravel?
Yeah.
I know it's a composer.
Mm-hmm. Which of his works was dedicated to Ida Rubinstein, who danced in its premiere?
Ida.
Bolero.
Oh.
Yeah, which you know from the movie sucks. 10.
Bolero eats it.
I like that
one. Ugh. All right.
Just makes me think of Bo Derek.
I mean, that's a plus.
Yeah. Oh, but I win and you lose.
Yeah, now I know what it feels like to be a Paul.
But I hope you can take some comfort in how awesome you did in the laser.
I will savor that for weeks ahead.
Yeah. But that's the end of the mini episode. Bye. Bye.